This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Shares of Oracle were up almost 1.5% today. I mentioned that not for any tangible business or economic purpose, only to be able to note that Larry Ellison, the founder, CEO, and biggest shareholder in that company, is now even richer, which means he's got more money to pour into the America's Cup. One of the world's most famous yacht races officially started yesterday in San Francisco Bay, and Ellison's pursuit and eventual winning of the Cup was decades in the making. It was realized only through a most unlikely partnership. Julian Guthrie tells that tale in her new book. It's called The Billionaire and the Mechanic. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on. Very excited to be here.
I'm excited to talk to you because, A, I'm kind of a fan of the America's Cup, but that's a whole different story. But this is a crazy, crazy narrative you tell about Larry Ellison, bajillionaire, and Norbert Byron, a radiator repairman, winning the America's Cup. I mean, it's nuts.
Well, I'm glad you're a fan of the America's Cup. And it is kind of it's a story that doesn't come along very often, where you have this unlikely partnership between the billionaire and the mechanic. And both are very colorful characters. And I got to spend a lot of time with Larry and a lot of time with Norbert, who is the commodore of the Blue Collar Boating Club on the San Francisco waterfront that is now host to this elite nautical event.
It's funny because much like, and I hadn't actually thought of this until these words are coming out of my mouth, much like Larry Ellison pursued the America's Cup as a business operation. I mean, you know, you say that repeatedly in this book. So too did Norbert Byron think of this as a business proposition, right? He needed an investor basically in his club, and he said, here, let's see if this happens.
You know, Norbert is a business guy. He runs and operates a radiator repair shop and has done so very successfully through the ups and downs. And when he and Larry finally met, and Larry said to him, you know, you and I are not so different. You own a mechanic shop, a radiator shop, and I own a computer shop. And
Yeah.
You know, it's a little far-fetched.
No, I like that, though. I'll go with that.
It's a little, you know, a few zeros difference.
Once Larry Ellison sets his mind to winning the Cup back, God, it's 10 years ago now, right?
Yes.
How long does it take him and how much does he spend to do it?
Well, it took him a decade. Each time it cost him between $100 million and $200 million each campaign. Hmm. And in the last campaign in 2010, that was by far the costliest. This secret weapon, this beast of a boat, this he called it his black pterodactyl. Huh. And that was a boat that cost $40 million to build. But it had this wing sail, you know, that was 230 feet high. When you stand it up, too tall to fit under the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, it was just a phenomenal boat.
But that kind of goes to the criticism of what Ellison has done, and I know I'm blaming him, but it's a wider thing. That goes to the criticism that he's made it even more expensive, even more high tech, taken some of the charm out of this 170-year-old competition by now.
Well, I think that they were trying to come up with a boat that would appeal to the major networks to get network coverage for the first time in the history of the Cup. To do that, he knows that you have to make it fast and you have to make these boats really stunning visually, and you have to make them big enough that they look really good on TV. And again, the speed, you know, it's turning it into Formula One or to NASCAR, where you have the speed, but you also have the potential for crashes. And I hate to say it, that's a part of the appeal of sports.
After the racing is done this summer and the Cup is won or lost by Larry Ellison and Norbert Byron, what are these two guys going to do? Is Larry going to keep it up? Is Norbert going to stay at the yacht club? What's going to happen?
I think that this is the end of the tenure of Norbert as Commodore. And I think that Larry, you know, if they win, he's going to either stay in San Francisco or look to another venue where it can be very commercially successful. Mm. But first, you know, they have to win it.
Julian Guthrie's book about Larry Ellison and the America's Cup is called The Billionaire and the Mechanic. Julian, thanks a bunch.
Thank you very much for having me on.